best cup of coffee ever. With Tommy spending more and more time with Emily, yours truly, Todd, took a back seat. It's all good, though. I mean, I'm really glad Tommy found someone. He deserves someone like Emily because he's good people and she's sheer perfection. The fact remains, though, that Tommy and I had spent so much time together that I really miss my best friend. More so than with the other guys in the band. We're all pretty tight, but Tommy, well, I told you about all that shit before. I started getting back into my cars again, just to have something to occupy my spare time. The way I see it, you can never have enough tattoos or classic cars. I'm a vintage car collector, and I'll pay top dollar for the Mustangs. Those babies aren't cheap by any means, but worth every penny. Thank God my inheritance is hefty enough to support my habit. My all-time prize is a white 65 Shelby GT350. She's got a 289 horsepower engine and can kick your ass on the highway. My grandpa bought it for me, and we painstakingly restored it in his garage. She's my gal. I found another Shelby in Evanston that I now own and I'm in the process of restoring. Some professor from Northwestern was selling it, and I just had to take a look. I was so excited that I got to Evanston 2 hours early, and he had a class, so I went to a popular little coffee shop down by campus. By the looks of all the people waiting in line, it must be the main hangout of college students. I grabbed a newspaper, got my coffee, and sat down to read. Downtime is good, right? The place was packed, and I was lucky to get the last table. Me and three empty chairs, the story of my life. All of a sudden, I see this chick walking aimlessly around, holding her coffee, trying to talk on the phone and manage a heavy backpack. Her coffee is spilling because she's got her hands full. She's looking around for a table, but there isn't one. She's fucking gorgeous. The prettiest thing I've ever seen. I could see those lips all over my body. I shake my head and tell myself to just read my paper and mind my own business, but I can't. Something Olivia told me sticks in my head. In her own words, "When you meet your soulmate, you'll know it. Hands down, it will flat-ass slap you in the face. You'll know it, I promise." Well, I think I just found her. She glances over at my table with a contrite and shy look on her face. I look over the top of my Ray-Bans, smile, and point my index finger to the empty chair across from me. She walks over to me.
"Are you sure?" she asks.
Trying to be uber cool, I casually remark as I get up and pull the chair out. "Of course, please, sit." I immediately sit back down and think how dorky that remark was. I mean, I don't even know her and I'm fucking pulling the chair out for her? Jeez. Trying to play off that she's not affecting me, I glance down at my newspaper and pretend to be reading. She smiles and pulls out her books, placing them on the table, and then gets out an arsenal of highlighters.
"Thanks so much. I won't bother you, I promise,"
she says while smiling at me. She lays them out in some kind of ridiculous order, and while I'm pretending not to notice, I'm amused. She opens her backpack again, pulls out a book, and as she's reading, she highlights using the different colors. There is a definite method to her madness.